Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Luke Tuma podcast. Look, we're back. All right, I got a lot on my plate. I got work. You know, there's the few of the proud the Marines that listen to this podcast. You've been missing the pod. You know, I'm getting back on track with it. All right, I'm doing a lot. You know, I'm a single mother over here. I wash and dry. Not sure Chase does most of the work, but I am busy. So we're trying to get the podcast back on track. Chase had to go home to Jersey, so we didn't do it last week. But we're back. I'm here with Alan John Biswas.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me back, Luke.
My girlfriend's very worried that Alan John has been the second mic on the podcast lately instead of Chase, because as she stated very eloquently, Chase's presence is nice. One maniac is enough. Two maniacs is a bit much.
Yes. So I'm going to be playing straight guy today.
Dude, you're terrible. you're the last person that needs to be the straight man, dude.
I'm just gonna be like, ha ha ha. <That's>... Oh, and then whenever you say something fucked up, I'll be like, oh no, I can't believe he said it,
dude. We are podcasting today on Monday, the 17th, I believe. Big Bills fucking W.
Hell
in
yeah,
the books.
Baby.
Saturday night, we absolutely fucked the Patriots. We fucked them. We fucked them long. We fucked them good. We fucked them hard. It was great. Dude, Josh Allen, 5 touchdowns, 4 incompletions. I mean, the Bills, 7 touchdowns, 6 third downs. A touchdown on every possession. I mean, if you're from the state of Massachusetts, it's time for you to hang it up. Life is over now. How can you come back? How can you look your kids in the eyes after losing like that? 47-17, you know, while Tom Brady's skating into the second round of the playoffs, living in the free state of Florida, living in God's free state of Florida, playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, skating through the playoffs, and you're sitting there in fucking Scituate, Massachusetts, and you just got a foot of snow, and your team just got absolutely bodied by a young stud from Northern California who decided to take his talents to beautiful Orchard Park, New York.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Oh, wonderful, dude. Wonderful. Boston sports fans are, you know, I was coming hard at Boston. I will say, the shows I did in Boston in May were so fun, and guys were like DMing me like, oh, fuck you, bro, but they can take it. Like, the Boston shows I did were fun.
I don't know if they can take that. I bet they wanted like a close game or something.
That
but
beating?
Wow, that was.
Yeah, that was, it was brutal. So some people were DMing me. Look, it's just beautiful to see. Boston sports fans are insanely arrogant. They're cocky. They're also spoiled because they had the big 3 years in the Celtics. They had, you know, obviously Tom Brady and Belichick's insane reign in Foxborough. And then the Red Sox broke the curse around that same time. So, and the Bruins won a cup recently, I believe. You know, Boston sports fans, they're a bit spoiled, you know. They're kind of like Yankees fans. So, they get a little cocky, Boston people in general. They like to talk some shit, you know. They kind of have a holier-than-thou, you know, we're better than you attitude. Yeah. Especially when it comes to sports. So, to see them get absolutely fucking dominated by Josh Allen's Buffalo Bills was fucking glorious.
Josh,
dude.
Allen's huge cock.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing is he whipped his cock out on the 50-yard line midway through the game. That was the halftime show. That was the halftime show. Was Josh just fucking slung his cock and made it halfway across the field.
Oh.
Yeah, and everyone was like, wow, look at that. And then back to the game.
So that was what I was there for, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know that much about football.
Anjan only tuned in for the Josh Allen halftime show with the cock.
The massive monster cock.
I mean, God, come
for
on.
My country, you don't see those a lot.
Right? Yeah. For a white
Sorry,
guy.
Sorry, Autumn.
Dude, the boy's 6'5", 240. You don't think he's got a fucking piece on him, dude? Are you kidding me? Come on, dude. That's what, I mean, God, guy's throwing 70-yard bombs with the tip of his penis. That's what the fuck's going on, dude. I'm just saying, man. I'm just fucking saying, all right? Anjan and I did a show, which we got to talk about because it was so funny. But we did a show. I was headlining. He's featuring. And so I was watching a live stream of the Bills-Pats game while Anjan was on stage while I was in the green room. And we were up 14-0. I had to go on stage. And I was headlining, so I had to do 45. So I did 45 minutes. I get off stage. It's like a great show. So everyone's like, oh, you know, fun. Like, so Anjan crushed. I went up, had a great set, and I got off stage and we're in a good mood because like, and I just thought Anjan was just happy because it was a good show, and I forgot that, like, the Bills were playing and that I had just been watching before I got on stage because I was so into the set or whatever. And you grabbed me by the shoulder. You're like, the Bills are up 27-0. And we were shit-talking our buddy Eric in our group chat. And Andre goes, Eric left the group chat. You were so happy. He goes, the Bills are up 27-0. Eric left the group chat. You were, like, so excited to tell me. I was like,
the last 10 minutes of your set, dude, it was just me and Eric leaving the group chat and me adding him back and calling him fat. Dude, you sit there and take your beating, you fat Patriots fan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Ajahn kept adding him back into the group chat, going, take your beating, fatty. Dude, I texted my buddy Scott. My buddy Scott, one of his best friends, is this kid Tim, awesome guy from the Boston area, and I said, and they usually talk shit when the Bills play the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I guess they didn't watch this game together, and I said, how's Tim feeling about this whole thing? He goes, I don't care, dude, that guy can lose my number. This is like one of his best friends. He goes, I don't care, dude, that guy can lose my number.
It's over. It's over between,
yeah,
them.
No, the friendship's over now. Oh, it was so good seeing, like, dude, seeing, like, Dave Portnoy fucking unravel on his Twitter.
That was fantastic,
like,
too.
Everybody on the team should be embarrassed of themselves. He's, like, freaking out. He's like, the division goes to Buffalo now. It goes to Buffalo now. He's, like, freaking out. Belichick, from the top down, they should be embarrassed. Like, they're, like, screaming.
He said, dude, he goes, they'll never win a championship again.
In a Super Bowl
a
again.
A Super Bowl
in
again
lifetime.
In his lifetime.
And well, like, and I'm okay know, with dude. That. I mean, the other thing is, like, in the NFL, you are, it's gotten to the point where, to be an elite team, you just have to have an elite quarterback. Like, right. If you look at the teams right now, the four teams that I would say, like, are probably have the Vegas odds right now to win the Super Bowl, it's, like, the highest Vegas odds, you know, the best Vegas odds. It's Tampa, Green Bay, Buffalo, and Kansas City.
Right.
You know what I mean? And even Cincinnati. So you right. got Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. I mean, those are arguably the five best quarterbacks in the league. Probably the five most talented quarterbacks in the league right now.
Right.
It's a quarterback-dominated league. Dude, the Indianapolis Colts have, like, the best running back in the league by a mile. Jonathan Taylor is unbelievable. They fucking missed the playoffs. Right. Because the QB's Carson Wentz, and he stinks. Isn't that right, Chase? He does stink. Chase is an Eagles fan. You had to deal with him. Dude, he had one good season on the Eagles, and then he came down with a case of autism. And his brain broke. Something happened. You know what I mean? He was like bawling out, and then I think he was throwing more picks than touchdowns at one point. He had like 14 touchdowns and like 16 interceptions, dude.
Damn.
Him and Cam Newton are the two people who like lost the. They like forgot how to play football.
It's the concussions.
Yeah, it could be the concussion. What, did,
well,
did
they, I guess they don't. They don't really have them.
Yeah, he kept getting injured. Now he's just kind of broken. Yeah, I mean, because the Pats have Mac Jones, that fucking dweeb. Guy's got the same fucking upper body as I do, dude.
Dude, yeah.
You're in the NFL, we have the same body, and your name's not Tom Brady. You should be ashamed of yourself. And you're not a punter, dude. You're not a punter.
Dude, yeah, I love that they replaced Tom Brady with somebody with just the same body, but none of the skill.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just like, this is another guy who looks like he fucking bartends at a brewery. Why don't we have him be the quarterback? Because the last guy with a fucking 7-Eleven cashier body got us 6 Super Bowls. So why don't we do that again? It's like, hey, this guy's 6'6" and a freak athlete, and he could run and throw bombs. You're like, no, I don't want that. I want a guy who looks like he works at the DMV, dude. That's what we want. Because the last guy.
They're like, that's what it takes.
Yeah. The last guy who looked like he sold State Farm insurance was the best quarterback of all time. So therefore, we have to get another quarterback who looks like... Another quarterback who looks like he works, customer service for an exercise company. Like, he doesn't even look, he does, he, dude, the guy doesn't look like a Peloton trainer. He looks like a Peloton customer service rep. Like, when your Peloton's broken, like, you call to get it fixed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They won't even let him on camera. That's how bad his body
is. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, I'm an NFL quarterback. They're like, no, you work in the phones, dude. Dude, the guy's got, so funny. My buddy goes, someone sent us a picture of him. My friend goes, guy looks like me after a night of cocaine. He's like, just skinny fat. He's like he's got a gut, but he's like depleted of nutrients. He's sort of skinny.
So
he's like,
funny.
It's so dude. Great, dude. Oh god, yeah. So they're gonna. I mean, somebody was talking about them. Colin Cowherd's out of his mind. But like, he was talking about them getting rid of Mac Jones. I don't think they will because they just drafted him. But I don't think he's the answer. He's not good. I mean, the guy fucking stinks. And the other thing that's pissing me off is I also was just like, I realized how much I hated the Patriots because like, the Bills played literally. Josh Allen had the highest QBR in the history of the NFL playoffs. He played the best game a quarterback's ever played
in the
history of the sport in the playoffs. And the Bills had the best game that a team's ever had offensively. I mean, it was like we had seven drives that weren't like just kneels where you like run out the clock. Every single one ended in a touchdown. We had seven touchdowns, six third downs. That's like freakish, dude. And this is how I know how much I hate the Patriots and Boston sports fans. I was just like the day after on Sunday, I was just like, I was happy, but I was still like finding ways to get angry at Patriots fans. Like we dominated them. There's no reason for me to even care about them at this point. Like I should just be happy.
Just drinking their tears.
But everything
at this point,
like
yeah.
So I was finding little ways to be angry at them. Like I'm like a psycho. Like
what did you find?
They were going like we played horribly. Our team played horribly. I'm like, no, you played against the best player in the fucking sport, dude. No, you played how you should have played because you played against Josh Allen. You got your ass kicked.
That's so true. To say that they played horribly is just so not giving the flowers.
Yeah, we played
badly.
Give
them the flowers, dude.
No, you got your ass kicked by a guy.
Like, handily handed to them.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of, like,
you couldn't get past his fucking big slinging cock. That's what happened. Guy was throwing darts with that dick, dude. That's what happened. So that's it, dude. That's it, man. All right? There's a big cock white boy on the other side of the field, and you guys are playing in 0-degree weather in the fucking doghouse of Orchard Park, and it is what it is.
Yeah, they don't know how to take their beating, dude.
Dude, I had a video. Like, I was getting Snapchats. My buddies all went to the game. It was literally 3 degrees. My buddies went to the game. They were all wearing ski goggles and like ski equipment. Like, they were dressed like they were gonna go snowboarding. Literally, like they were all wearing ski goggles. And my buddy Mike is bleeding out of his thumb, and he's holding a can of Labatt Blue Light, and he's bleeding all over it for some reason. I don't know why he's bleeding, and he's just got his ski goggles pulled up on his head. And my buddy Brandon is putting a camera in his face going, dude, you're bleeding. And he's going, it's for Josh Allen. It's for Josh. I'm bleeding for Josh. Just like in the midst of a blackout, dude. They brought a pizza and then they left it out. And it was so cold that the pizza got literally frozen.
Yeah.
Like frozen solid because it was like. It was like negative degrees out.
That's crazy.
And my buddy Brandon was like, yeah, but I really needed a slice of pizza because just to like, I hadn't eaten all day and we'd been drinking for like hours. So he goes, I threw the pizza into the bonfire we had going. We had nothing to get it out. So I just kicked it out, picked it up off the ground and ate it.
That's insane.
Dude, he was like, he told me that they drank till 7 in the morning and then they woke up 2 hours later and got mimosas.
What animals?
Animals.
Absolute savages, dude.
Animals. I know, dude. I'm like, that's how we will sometimes drink when I go home to Buffalo. And now, like, if I talk to them about something like that, I get, like, secondhand anxiety. Dude, yeah. I'm literally like, oh. Like, he's like, we've been drinking, like, 23 of the last 25 hours. And I'm like,
no, because it, like, up top it sounds so much fun. But now all I think about is how long it'll take me to recover from that.
That's I'm getting to that age, too.
Yeah.
I am getting to that age, dude. Like, I think I'm just entering that part of my life. I'm 26, you're 32, and most of our friends are around your age.
Yeah.
I'm about to be 27 in a few weeks. And I think, like, I'm starting. You know what's so funny? Logan O'Brien, comedian from Boston, he's told me specifically, he's like, 27. He's not the only person I've heard say this. 27, your hangovers start getting bad.
That's the age you start to feel it, yeah.
Yeah, he was saying like 27. And I'm like, I'm starting to feel it where it's like,
yeah,
it's a bit debilitating. It's weird. You're not like in so much pain. It's just like you're so tired. You're so drained of energy. And you're kind of like achy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like a dull pain.
Yeah.
It's like a dull, persistent pain.
Yeah, and you also at that age where you don't want to live with that anymore. You can, like, so I don't know. The pain threshold I had when I was in my early 20s was insane.
Yeah.
I would just do another shot.
100%.
You know?
Remember how many shots we used to do?
Oh, dude.
I mean, you were doing that into your late 20s, through your late 20s.
I know, like,
were
a
you
psycho.
Not getting that hungover?
No, I was. I just, I don't know. I would, like, sort of exercise and sweat it out and just go again the next night. But I don't know.
Not a bad plan.
I have a pretty frail body. I honestly don't know how I was doing that.
Yeah.
I think it caught up to me, though. Just, like, just lots. At a certain point, I just started, like, having, like, a lot of diarrhea, hacking up a lung. I had to just, like, I just had to stop all the bad habits together.
Dude, the worst one is, dude, I can't even say it. I sound like such a pussy. But, like, how sad and anxious I get the next day.
That's terrible. It sucks. It genuinely sucks.
It's way worse than how I feel physically.
Yeah.
I literally, dude, I'm getting so gay. I'm like the whole next day I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. Like,
yeah.
I'm like asking my girlfriend to hold me. I'm like, dude, this is so lame. This is so
No, but dude,
lame.
When you drink, when I drink even like kinda hard one night, the next day I'm just in the morning, I'm so sad. And for no actual reason. My night could have gone amazingly and I'll wake up the next morning and I'll go, the first words out of my mouth are always, I wanna kill myself. I literally go, I wanna kill myself.
I'm like, oh, I'm a little anxious the next day. Andrew's like, I'm literally suicidal.
He's suicidal.
Giving myself suicidal affirmation.
Bro, and I'll have had an amazing night. Dude,
yeah.
This happened to me the other night when we did the show and then the Bills won. And then I got fucking hammered at the bar afterwards. I woke up the next morning. Nothing negative. All positive things happened the night before.
Yeah.
I wake up, first words out of my mouth, I gotta kill myself today. It's just what the hangovers are now, man. They're just so bad.
No, they're crazy, dude. And the other thing about living in Florida is, like, and my buddy Scott was saying this because he lives in San Diego, and I know he was the one who was like, this is gonna happen to you. It's almost annoying how nice the weather is when you're hungover.
Yeah.
Because there's something extra sad about being, like, bummed out and, like, you just want to, like, lay in bed and shit, and it's like 74 and blue skies out and there's palm trees out your window.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a mind fuck.
Is.
To be like, oh, I'm so hungover, and you look out and it's just like paradise.
Yeah.
It's a little like, oh, I can't even be happy in a vacation destination right now. That's how much of, like, a fucking sad, hungover loser I am. I'm like, I'm like riding my bike, like, you know, across a fucking waterfall or something. I'm just like, dude, at least when you're in fucking New York, you wake up and you're like, yeah, everything's brown and gray and there's a homeless guy jerking his cock outside my fucking, you know, outside my window and it's 38 degrees out. And
it's
you're like,
appropriately
yeah,
dreary for your hangover.
Yeah, this is hell and I am in a personal hell. But when you're in a personal hell and outside is paradise, it's kind of like the palm trees are almost like antagonizing you. Like, what's wrong, pussy? What'd you drink last night, you fucking degenerate? Yeah, we're just sitting here, palm trees. It's like, yeah, fucking, you're gay. You know? Like, it's like you're being taunted by the beauty of your surroundings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit of a mind fuck. I've noticed that. It's a little like, you know, yeah.
You're not meant to be sad here.
No, you're not.
Not meant to be sad in this state, dude.
But what about everybody here who absolutely parties their asses off?
I don't see them sad the next day.
They don't seem sad the next
day. They don't seem sad the next day, man.
Maybe we just got to adjust, or maybe the Northeast ruined us.
Depression is it for the North? Who here talks about depression?
I haven't heard one Floridian describe even the emotion of sadness.
No! Now, that might be due to a lack of emotional depth. I don't know.
I mean,
but
no.
No, it's just.
No, no, no.
100%. No, it's 100%, right?
Yeah,
it's like, it's completely, they don't have that. They don't have a lot of nuance to their emotions.
Yeah, their emotions are about as flat as the state is.
I'll take it.
Yeah, right?
I'm about it, dude.
It's much more tolerable, dude. It really is. Nobody talks about depression here.
No, dude. That's for the Northeast.
Yeah, I mean. I also think that I'm trying to get in the groove of, I don't want to be like getting hammered all the time at all, but like I do want to drink when I think it would be fun. Like there's a football game on tonight. I want to have a couple drinks. I don't want to get fucked up.
Yeah.
But I want to have, you know, like three or four pints of Bud Light and some fucking chicken wings and watch the game. That's what I want to do. And, like, I'm going to do that. But I want to set myself up, which I've been actually kind of doing lately, where, like, this is what I've realized. I want to just keep, like, lifting and doing cardio all the time and eating healthy and then drinking for fun occasions. Like, I don't want to – because my way of doing it is usually, like, abstinence, like a psychotic, like, Christian. You know what I mean? I just, like, I'm like, I got to take 2 months off of drinking, and I don't touch a sip of alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's just, like
– the extremity isn't necessary. You can do it, like I mean, it's I'm like that, too, where I'm just so – it has to be all or nothing, but it's just moderation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're so obsessed with working out right now.
I'm so – yeah, it's too much. Too much obsessed with it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I think, like
– I'm okay with it because it I don't have a lot of responsibilities. It's just I think I can do it.
I think it's good to wait. How much you're working out, like, that's why you look great. But I think, like, it shouldn't just be what you do for fun.
I have way too much fun doing it.
I mean, I actually do. I mean, that's a good thing. I can't say that's a bad thing.
Dude, I never thought I would. I'll say this. I never thought I would be here. You remember me? I was like a fucking cigarette smoking, fucking just hacking up a lung, pudgy. Just I'd see people jogging past me while smoking a cigarette. I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, and that now I'm completely the opposite kind of person. I'm getting off on that a little bit. I like it.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think. I love the way lifting and cardio both feel now at this point. Like, they're really nice to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, but I also want to go watch a football game and drink.
Like, yeah.
It's not like, that's what I'm starting to realize. It's like the all or nothing thing is annoying. So I'm like, yeah. I don't want to not drink.
No, you got
to. I don't want to not, like, go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
But you just got to not be a fat bastard about it. You know what I mean?
100%. It's not with denying yourself those pleasures.
Yeah. You are so all or nothing, dude. When we drunkenly went to Wendy's.
Oh, dude.
We drank and then we got Wendy's.
That was the Bills night, right?
Yeah. We were in the Wendy's drive-thru. And I go, I'm like feeling kind of self-conscious. And I go, can I get a medium Baconator combo with a Diet Coke? And then I was like, and can I get 2 ranch sauces and 2 ghost pepper ranch sauces? Kind of a fat fuck order. And I'm like, I got my sauces. I know my sauces. I want 2 of each. I got the fries. I got the drink. And it's like a Diet Coke. It's like, oh, really diet, you fat bastard. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling kind of shameful about it. And then Anjan goes, can I also have a Baconator? And also, can I have the jalapeno popper sandwich? And also, can I have the double Asiago spicy fried chicken sandwich. Like, dude, Anja literally, what'd you say?
That was
bro, you know what? I ordered like 3,000 calories of Wendy's, and I was like, and then literally, dude, there's this moment. This is my favorite thing. There's this moment where he ordered it, and I didn't even flash him a funny glance or anything. And I just kept my hand on the wheel. I didn't really want to shame him because I was like, I had just felt that shame 2 seconds prior. So I didn't want to like pass it over to you. But now I did feel less ashamed because of what you ordered.
Yeah.
But we're just sitting there. I didn't even look at him. I didn't go, whoa. Like, he didn't even giggle when he ordered it. And we paused for maybe 3 or 4 seconds. And we were both just like, I just started like dying laughing. Like, it was so palpable in the air that you had just ordered like a 600 pound like woman from Ohio.
Dude, can I also say, side note, now I remember why I wanted to kill myself the next morning.
Yeah, yes. You're like, we drank so much. I'm like, we didn't really drink a lot. You ate like a family's worth of Wendy's.
I completely forgot about that, dude. Yeah. It wasn't the alcohol at all. It was fucking 3,000 calories worth of Wendy's.
Yes, and my favorite part was, like we're going home, and Anjan's just sitting there goes, I can't do this anymore, like. And then he goes, I'm going to throw up. And then he wraps up his third and final burger. He's like halfway through. And he goes, wraps it up. He's like, I'm going to puke. And he puts it back in the bag. And then we're driving for maybe 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden I hear. He's just unraveling the burger again.
Yeah, they were all done by the time we got home, dude. They were all gone.
Like, dude, that thing didn't stand a chance. Anjan gave that poor burger a glimmer of hope that it was gonna survive. Oh my god, dude!
I was telling Luke Luke was like, "Where does it? You couldn't understand that, dude. You were like, where does that come from?" I was like, "Dude, it just comes from years and years of just fucking getting high, smoking weed, just or doing Adderall, then smoking some weed, jerking off for hours, and then And then after you do that, what do? You want to push away the sadness some more, right? You order as much fucking fast food as you possibly can because you're broke. And then you eat all of it. And then you're like, oh, fuck, now I really want to kill myself. But by that time, because of the food and then how long it took you to eat the food, you're horny again, so you jerk off for more hours.
Dude, just picture you, like, repeat. Snapped out on Adderall, jerking off and eating, like, fancy-sized Wendy's deliveries. It's so funny. It's just so funny with your little Indian IT guy bowl cut that you have. Dude, Anjan will be in a relationship, and slowly but surely over the course of the relationship, he'll put on like 30 pounds, and his hair will like literally make him look like a guy who lives in Bangladesh that does like customer service, like that does like customer service for like Linksys Wi-Fi, like and lives in like hello, like that guy. Like Anjan is just like look, and he gets like this weird like Latino. Mustache, goatee thing, and like he'll wear these like you know weird glasses sometimes.
I'll
and,
stop
like,
bothering to put in contacts. Yeah, I'm like they love me unconditionally.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He stops putting in contacts. He just like puts on his glasses and he just becomes like this chubby little Indian guy, this furry little chubby little Indian guy,
like still, a little Ewok.
Still the same guy. Yeah. But he's just like. Like a little Indian owl. And then dude, he'll turn into that over the it takes a while. It takes like 2 years in a relationship. And Anjan will slowly morph into that. And then I swear to God, he breaks up with the girl. And within 2 months flat, he goes from the little Indian owl, can I take her out? Like that guy. To like he's lean as fuck. He's wearing tight shirts. They look great on him. He's got fuckboy jeans on. He's getting his fucking hair cut every 2 days. And he's like, nah, dude, you literally are like, you've got like, your eyebrows are done. Like, dude, you look like a hot Puerto Rican guy. He just bought a Tesla. And he's dressed like fucking Pete Davidson. And like, within 2 months, dude, 2 months. All of a sudden, one day I looked at you, I was like, dude, he's lost like 30 pounds. I'm like, this is ridiculous, dude. And your hair, like, you snap into being like an objectively attractive guy from being like a little Indian owl in 60 days flat.
Yeah, it's very
it's
fast.
Unbelievable.
It's a very fast transition.
Very fast. You're just like, oh shit, I gotta try to get people to fuck me again. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like. Like,
yeah, yes, I do some transformers.
You just like transform from an Indian into like a Cuban.
That's so funny, dude. Yeah, man. I mean, just the sheer anxiety of nobody ever fucking me ever again. Because I look at myself in the mirror and I'll just after that and be like, fuck, dude.
Yeah,
you've never had that. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and it's an Indian owl looking back at you. You've never had that feeling.
No, I mean, I've gained weight. The pandemic was spooky because I hadn't gained weight since I was like in high school.
Yeah,
like I had after high school, I leaned out and I kept just kind of getting leaner. And I would be a little pudgier here, a little less pudgy here, but I hadn't like put on significant weight where I'm like, oh no, I look like shit right now since high school. And then one day I was just like, oh no. Oh no. It's so funny. Like I got fat during the pandemic because I was just drinking IPAs.
Yeah.
And like Autumn and I had like a little 24-hour grocery store near our place. And it like specialized in having like every type of craft beer possible. It was unreal. And like I would try these hazy IPAs. It tasted delicious. And I'm like, learning about the different types of like one's a West Coast, one's an East Coast, is a double dry hop, blah, blah. They're expensive as hell, but it was like I had like money now from like doing excuse me what and like fucking you know unemployment from the, you know that I had saved up. I was so broke I would have never drank beers like that. And I'm like got into them and it's just like a boring. It was like I couldn't do anything, so I wasn't really walking around because there's nowhere to walk and you couldn't go to the gym because they closed the gyms and like. So I was just like, I guess I'll just like. Whoa,
literally, what else are you gonna do?
Beer I'll have today.
Yeah.
And it was like a fun little like, And then I realized, like, every one of those cans has, like, 400 calories. It's, like, a nightmare, dude. It's
That's
eating
so much.
I was eating, like, loaves of bread worth of beer.
That's so much.
And, like, I just got fat as hell.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, got it. Got it. Not fully there, but got it back.
Yeah, well, like, you don't drink IPAs anymore, right? Like, not really. You're like a light beer guy now.
No, yeah, no. I kind of lost my taste for them. They're kind of exhausting.
I don't like the hoppy. I don't like all that stuff. I don't know. Don't like all the fancy. I don't know why they got to get that fancy.
I get what you're saying. I like it, but I think the hazy ones are too thick. Even the hoppiness, too. It's a bit exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, lately I've just been like, I just want a really cold, like, crisp Bud Light in a glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a cold-ass glass.
Yeah.
And let me just drink it and
That's, I mean, nice. That's classy. That'll never go away, man.
No, it won't. And it's like.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, no, it's, it was, that's why when people, I'm just not a big food guy. I love food. And, like, I like pizza and fucking wings and shit. Like, the shitty, like, bad for you food.
Yeah.
And Wendy's. But, like, I don't have, like, crazy food cravings. Like, to eat, like, shit. So, when people are, like, dude, when a guy gets sober, there's a couple New York comics who shall not be named, but you know who you are, who got sober. Dude, these guys have been sober for a year.
Yeah.
They're, like, 1 year sober. And they're, like, 300 pounds. They're, like, fat as hell, dude. I'm like, bro, you're just raw dogging that much food?
It's crazy.
Like, you're just straight up food fat? You know how hard it would be for me to get just food fat? What are you eating? Fucking chicken parm? Like, what are you eating penne alla vodka every fucking day?
Yeah.
Like, what are you eating? What are you eating? You know how much food? Like, I would have to eat so much food to get, like, to, like, maintain obesity off of almost only food. Because me, I'm like, I know I am chunky. I drink my calories. Dude, I didn't drink from September to like 25th to like Halloween. So I didn't, dude, it was like 5, maybe 6 weeks. It was 6 weeks. It was literally 36 days. So, no, that's not 6 weeks. It was 5 weeks. It was 5 weeks, dude. That's it. 5 weeks. I didn't drink. Dude, I was lean as hell. Because I'm like, okay, the only reason that I'm ever out of shape is taken out of my equation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, food is a huge addiction for, I would actually say, more people.
I think so, too.
You know?
I think America, yeah. I can't relate, though. It's interesting, but it's so, way more people.
Yeah. I get it. That's how I become the Indian owl.
The food?
Yeah, man, because what happens is once I get into a relationship, and I'm not going to do this again, but once I get into a relationship, I say no. But once I get into a relationship, typically what happens is that when the sex starts to become less interesting.
Okay, I'm excited.
Sex is always good.
I'm excited for this.
But whenever it takes a dip, the sex always takes a dip. And I will argue with anybody who says that it's so fucking amazing. It goes up over the course of knowing each other. It fucking always takes a dip. At some, you have to. You know them now. Anyway, once it takes that dip, I start seeking my hedonism from the food.
Okay.
So with my ex, used to find this fucking hilarious. We would do a double Uber Eats. Oh, we would order the double Uber Eats. We would get Uber Eats dinner, then we'd Uber Eats dessert.
Dude, he would double tap Uber Eats. He really would. He would order two Uber Eats from one place because he would want to, like, he would order like a full dinner. And then you'd order, yeah, like a full on, like, from an ice cream place.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't just get a place and be like, maybe we should get this little, like, slice of cake. Like, you would go to a separate, you'd go back into the Uber Eats to a second restaurant.
That
did dessert places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so funny that you're like, I need the hedonism from the food.
Yeah, I need to replace it. I need to, you know, feel good for somewhere else.
You're like,
because initially when I started having sex with a person, oh, it's so fun, we'll fuck, and then we'd live like little French people, you know, in a studio apartment, just fucking and eating toenails or whatever the fuck they do in France, right? They just paint and fuck and whatever.
And they eat like little like coffees.
Little coffees.
Food.
Yeah, dude, and we're just getting off on the sex and the, you know, like, oh, let's do acid tomorrow, like, you know, like, and then when the sex had to take a dip, after sex, I'll just, like, order a shit ton of food, eat, and fart in bed for the next fucking all night, dude.
He's like, dude, that didn't get me off, dude. I got a fucking Philly cheese. That's so great, man. That's great.
Yeah.
The Uber Eats, yeah, the dinner and dessert. Well, the other thing is, like, your ex wanted to try all these different foods. Like, she liked to taste things.
Yeah, the moment you do that, it's like, for me, it's like this license to, like, okay, let's order one of every three giant. This was my pendant. Yours was the beers. Mine was just fucking, let's just try every culture, but not just the culture, everything from within that culture. Just order $80 worth of fucking Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Why not? And then let's get a fucking giant dessert after that.
Yeah. And so his ex was tiny, so she would take little bites of every food and, like, taste them like she's at, like, a little tapas restaurant.
Yeah.
But they were full-sized entrees. Yeah. And then Anjan would proceed to eat the rest of the dish.
I have no portion control. I don't have the ability. I don't have the ability to just...
fucking dying.
You're the same way? Fuck yeah, dude. Man after my own heart.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Get it?
I get it, yeah. What, just, like, you just, like, have to eat whatever's in front of you?
Yeah. No, so, dude, now what I do is I get these meals. They're pre-prepared meals, and I can't eat more because the portion sizes are set.
Yeah.
Because if they were bigger, it's like I don't know, dude. I don't know how to have.
You feed yourself the way I feed my cat.
Yes. Yes. Like, exactly.
You just put a certain amount in the bowl.
Dude, it's fucking. That's the thing. It's very animal, actually, because animals don't know how to stop themselves. They don't. They don't go, oh, I have to look good, or oh, I'm gonna feel gross later if I keep eating this. They'll just eat and eat and eat. They'll do the fun thing, whatever the fun thing is. They just want to do more of that without any inhibition.
I mean, that's great, dude.
Oh, dude.
That's so funny. You're just like, you need some, like, random guy, whoever packages those meals, to be like, this is all Anjan's getting today. This is some guy named Tony in some, like, weird little makeup, like makeshift kitchen somewhere here in Central Florida. He's like, this is all Anjan will be having today. Yeah, I bet you want some dessert, you fat bastard. You're not kidding. That's like you're paying for a guy to do that. Like there's somewhere some guy that you've never met. You pay him to do that for you. You pay him to go, all right, Anjan.
This is as much as my car payments, dude. That's how much I fucking pay for this fucking guy to just pack my food. It's not like even that amazing of food. It's just like it's healthy and then it's proportions.
Yeah, I will say you're using your money, like, the Teslas, you just got a fucking Tesla. But, like...
That was, that's a bit of a splurge.
That was a splurge.
I'm happy.
But I will say, you buy haircuts, you buy that meal service, and you have your gym membership, and you have the fucking elliptical thing, machine.
That's, so, yeah, it's all, like, trying to go into productive things to build me up, as opposed to drugs and alcohol and hookers.
Drugs and alcohol.
Which I never did.
Which he's never done, in case there's any ladies watching. Anjan's never fucked a hooker or done any drugs.
None of those things.
None of those things, of course.
Never wasted my money for years.
You're like, never given half my life saving to someone before. Dude, there's this murderer that we were talking about. He's down here in Florida. That Autumn was talking about this guy was obsessed with this webcam model.
Oh my God, this
story. She lived in, like, you know, Eastern Europe, and he would just spend all day every day, like, trying to just talk to this webcam model, giving her money, etc. And then he stole $200,000 from his family, and over the course of a certain amount of time, gave every cent of it to the webcam model. She had no idea this was going on. And he gave every cent of it to the webcam model. I mean, she's obviously like, this guy's, you know, giving me $200,000. But she's not like, she doesn't know there's some turmoil around. She just thinks he has some money or something. So his family finds out. By the way, he's like an adult man that's like living with his family and also stealing money from them.
Yeah.
So he's like 30 years old. So they send him to sex addiction, like rehabilitation and all this shit. And then he comes back into the house. And they find out, and the only rule of the home, he's an adult man, but he's living under his parents' like law, you know? And the only rule they have for him is you're not allowed to see Sylvia. That was the webcam model's name. You're not allowed to talk to Sylvia anymore because it had like fucked them up, you know? Because he had stolen $200,000 from them. They had to send him to like some rehab. It was like a whole thing, you know? So then he starts seeing Sylvia again, and he gets caught with, you know, using the webcam model service. And his dad goes, that was the one rule, like, you got to get out of the house, we're kicking you out. Guy kills the dad, kills the mom, kills his brother, and then set it up like they like had like a like the he like literally such a scumbag. He set the brother up to make it look like he did it, but they were like it was all fucked up, you know. And
dude, it's that's just so crazy, man.
Yeah, just murdered all of them over this webcam model chick
who he never met.
We never met, dude.
That's so insane.
Like, dude, dudes get way too into jerking off. You know what I mean? Could end in a multiple homicide.
I think she's partly situation. Responsible.
You think?
No, she is, because
that's a hot take.
She's
what is her responsibility?
Because she finagled him. Because the way these the way they work isn't just to like. Like they want to get the most money out of you, but you like I'm sure she was like doing things like, you know, $1,000 isn't enough this week. You know, if you really want to do it, it's gonna have to be $2,000.
Yeah, but every stripper and hooker does that.
So she bears partial responsibility for the deaths of the blood of that family with her whore ways.
No way, dude. That's all on the guy. You gotta have some fucking strength.
You're right. I mean, obviously, I didn't do that. You know?
No, you. I mean, you didn't.
I didn't fucking. You know.
No, but I'm saying, like, you, like, he's a grown man. How are you, like, falling for it? Dudes will literally act like they're, like, their ability to be an adult goes away if pussy is involved.
Yeah.
Dudes act like you're, like, 90. She tricked me. She said she wanted to.
That's
be
very
with me.
True.
Like, she's a stripper. You should have known that.
Yeah.
Like, that she's not into you. But they're like, nah, dude, you really seemed like she was. And, you know, and it's like, dude, you've lost the ability to, like, think like an adult now.
Yeah.
Because there's, like...
No, you always blame yourself first. In these situations, actually, always blame yourself.
No, you have to.
You have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
But guys will be like, nah, man, she fucking acted like she was into it. It's like she's a webcam model.
Right.
You know?
I guess she was just a really good hustler.
Yeah, but it's like, you got hustled.
Yeah.
It's not the hustler's fault. That's your fault. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like...
That's like going to a casino and you lose your money. You go, they made me think I was going to win. No shit they made you think that you were going to win. They want your money. You're the guy that blew fucking, you know, $10,000 on slots.
Yeah.
You can't be like, you know...
What's this guy look like? Do you remember?
Oh, he's a little weasel, dude. He looks like a fucking...
Scrimpy little skinny dude, right?
Like
if I remember correctly.
He looks like a golf ball on top of a tee. His name is Grant something. Grant Amato, dude. He looks like a golf ball. Tell me that doesn't look like someone teed up their golf ball.
Yeah, he's completely bald.
Dude, he's completely bald, and he's got like a weird little like bulbous head. Dude, Chase, tell me that's not a golf ball on a tee. If you could see that. Dude, look at this guy.
Do we know what the webcam model looks like?
This chick.
Whoa.
Han John's like, I totally get it now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, she's hot. Yeah, she's hot.
She's definitely hot. But see, if I'm a guy like this, I don't know how I can possibly look at a woman like that and be like, there's any amount of money that could make her fucking like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, dude, he looks so bad.
He looks fucking rank.
He looks, he's just like, he's also like unattractive in a way that's like so unattractive to women where he's like emaciated, skinny, and like balding, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's like a little twig who's like balding. Like this is like... There's ways to be unattractive that's actually better looking towards. It's a bad type of unattractive.
Yeah, no, if you look like that, you got to have a great personality. You got to have money. You got to, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but you can't be a webcam model addict.
Yeah, I mean, this is the face of like incels.
I know,
like, he's
right?
He's such a stereotypical looking incel.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he looks like a little weasel.
Dude.
He looks like a freak, dude. Of course this happened to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can't be that guy. It's interesting, dude. Bezos, he kind of looks a little like Jeff Bezos, but Bezos is Jack now. And it's like, he's definitely on roids, obviously. Like, and he probably paid for like really good ones. You know what I mean?
The ones that don't give you like acne and shit.
I mean, I don't even know what they are. I mean, I'm not up on that.
Why do rich people all do roids? Is there something about it that we don't know? He looks great.
Why do they do roids? Because you look like that in like 3 months. You look like that in 3 months. You go from being Jeff Bezos to then being this Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, he looks like Putin.
Yeah, he looks exactly, dude. Putin's on roids. Rogan's on roids. Everybody with money's on roids, dude. Why would you not? If you could look, he went from looking. Is Jeff? He's not taking HGH. Bull fucking shit. He used to be this skinny little tennis guy. Dude, he used to look like that.
My God.
And now he looks like this.
Wow.
You know? Telling you, dude. Why wouldn't you?
Well, because I just thought that there were so many negative effects that were... Wow, he looks great, man.
I don't think there's that many negative from his effects face, unless you take them like crazy like a pro wrestler. You know what I mean? How good does he look, dude?
He looks great.
Like, unless you're taking them like a pro wrestler, I don't think there's that many negative effects. I mean, like, every Hollywood actor...
Vitaly.
Yeah.
Vitaly got the... He got the fucking acne bad, dude.
Really?
Big time, dude.
Yeah, Vitaly is this prankster YouTuber that Anjan's real into that was also just, like, enormous.
He was enormous, and
he started He started doing roids.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, nuts. He, like, beat the shit out of some lady on a bike path or something.
Yeah, dude, he's crazy.
Yeah, he, like, went nuts. He just... Some lady pissed him off, and he, like, beat the living shit out of her. He's just insane. He, like... He tries to fight all these people. He's jacked as hell, though, dude.
Yeah.
All that aside, he looks great.
And also, Jake Paul has the pimples.
Jake Paul's totally on roids. He's losing his hair, and he's got acne. 100% he's on roids.
Yeah.
He's, like, 210 pounds of muscle.
What
do you mean? He's, like, 210 pounds of muscle. He's got acne, and he's losing his hair at, like, 24 years old.
Yeah.
100% he's on steroids.
Did you see that thing that he posted? He's the highest-paid athlete under 25.
Yeah.
Forbes, I think Forbes did that.
How funny is that?
That's so funny.
Dude, how annoyed are you if you're like a football player that was like almost NFL caliber, but like you didn't quite make the league, you know? And now you're just like, you got to get a day job, but you were like first team, all state, all American.
Yeah.
You played football at like University of South Carolina and you like got drafted in the 7th round, but it just never worked out. And then you see that Jake Paul made like $40 million boxing this year. How fucking angry would that make you? You'd probably seething, dude.
$40 million.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
Vitaly, dude. He looks insane.
He's an insane person. Yeah, I don't know what happens. Why people, when they go do roids, they dye their hair blonde all the time for some reason.
I think they kind of go manic if you do enough of them, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, he is Well, he looks different than Bezos. He looks...
You think
Bezos,
it's a bit much?
Bezos looks like a guy like my dad would be friends with that's like just like works out.
Yeah.
Like my dad has friends that look like Jeff Bezos. He just looks a lot better than he used to.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody looks like this.
Right.
We don't even see guys at the gym that look like this.
He started off at a different... To be fair to him, he started off at a different... He was already kind of jacked before he started taking roids, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, he doesn't... Yeah, people don't look like that.
Yeah, I mean, he does not look bad in his before photo.
No. Like, Bezos was coming in at a much worse little body that he had, but...
Yeah.
Vitaly could have just looked like... That's the other thing, dude, is like...
He looked fine.
He looked fine.
I think that about Rogan. I mean, I know... 100% that about Rogan. I think it makes him feel good and he wants to, like, perform because he, like, does so much, like, wild training. But, like, Rogan always looked sick.
He always looked good, yeah.
You know? He didn't need to look like an absolute monster.
Yeah, he was
but I think you get addicted to that. I mean, think when you lift in the gym and you lift heavy and you just like put up a lot more weight. Like I just put up a new amount of weight on that fucking chest press thing we do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you feel like the man. So imagine what these guys feel like. All of a sudden they're lifting like 400 pounds.
Oh no, for sure. That's some fucking cocaine shit when you do that's what it amounts to when you do steroids and you lift more like to the extent that
they are. Meathead
shit. It's some serious
Yeah.
Serious fucking highs.
He's a wild boy.
He is, dude. He's completely fallen off the wagon.
Shout out to Vitaly. Shout out to Grand Amato. Just kidding. No. Guys, we're going to wrap it there. Thank you guys for listening. We are back. We'll be back. Check out Anjan, What's an Anjan on Instagram. Criminal Interviews on Snapchat. You can check me out on Snapchat, of course, left, right, center, excuse me, on YouTube and Instagram, all that shit. Follow me on Instagram, at Luke.Tuma. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a review wherever you listen. And, of course, as always, follow Chase, at Chase Azarian, chilling with Chase on YouTube. All this shit, man. Follow all of us. Listen to that 3 or 4 more times so you could follow every one of us on every one of those platforms that I know.
Hell yeah, dude.
And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
This.